Super Fantastic Ultra Show. Ooh, hey, it's Hoagie. Remember the old days when people would just smoke, and they'd smoke some more, and smoke everywhere. They'd smoke in the bars, they'd smoke in the streets. Hell, they'd smoke on the planes and nearly kill you. That's what these people are. These people are smoking.
I wish I had one never-ending cigarette. Takes to pour reminds me you're not around. You'll never get the threat of violence from me. I'm more covert, I just slip away by degree. Satellite lover, 24 hours every day. Our streams together, they only end in dismay. The summer's golden shoreline. Great.
That was Brother Eye with Ferris Wheel.
And now, Frank's Depression.
Window watcher. Cigarette burns on her chest. Razor blade scars on her wrist. She sits chain smoking on a couch near the window, overlooking a bar. She waits for Friday. Friday is the day the disability check arrives. She spends most of her money in the bar, sitting on a stool near a window, and watches her apartment.
And now, Miles Partridge sparks one up with Saint.
Ain't too much of another red eye. Bring some hell to my brother and I. Show the vesting sequence, saps me of my strength. What gives me hope takes my dignity.
Next, we've got Mitchell Valiant with a little philosophy on smoking cigarettes. Here we go.
Yep, just another. Let's get off my $8 an hour paint by the number without the number job kind of late. 8 or 9 o'clock. Used to be my $10 an hour paint by the number without the number job, but I got fired, burned. Couple months blew by, I got scurvily, scrabbly, scribbly, and crawled back to my big boss. Licking and kissing and polishing and licking and kissing. And I said, can I have my job back? I'll take a $2 cut and my $10 an hour paint by the number without the number wage. Make it an $8 an hour paint by the number without the number job. It all clean up. Her eyeballs rolled around in her head, and she said, well, okay, but you gotta clean up. So I was getting off, I got it back, get off. My $8 an hour paint by the number without the number job, kinda late, it's 8 or 9, 10 o'clock, we're on the 6th floor. It's late, no one's around, I'll light up a cigarette, it won't matter if I'm smoking in the elevator. I push the arrow that's supposed to light up red, but it doesn't light up, it's fucked up. Doors open up, I take a drag from my cigarette. I get in, but I forget to hit L for landing. So the elevator just sinks down to the bottom, hits L, and because I forgot to hit L for landing, the doors don't open up. And it just shoots right back up. I take a big whiff from my cigarette. 1 for the money, 2 for the money, 3 for the money, 5 for the money, 5 for the money. Shit, the elevator's moving kind of fast. Oh my god, it's moving unusually fast. I get kind of panicky. What if the cable broke? And this elevator pops right through the top of this building and flies right over the side of this building and crashes into the street. There goes my $8 hour. Oh, there goes everything. 9 for the money, 10 for the money, 11. Comes to a screeching halt. Heavy sigh. I take another drag off my cigarette. The door's a number 11, my unlucky number. Holy matrimony. Bottom half of a decapitated body. At least a D-half, a half attack body. At least. Holy smokes. Only 2 macaroni noodles left in the bottom of the box. Doors open up. Menswear. Bonaventura! And this guy gets in. Shit, I'm still smoking. I feel kind of embarrassed. Well, it's kind of late. He says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Dean wouldn't worry about it. Brando wouldn't worry about it. I'm not worrying about it either, pal. Wait a second. This guy looks kind of familiar. Who? This guy looks like the magician from the Frosty the Snowman Christmas Carol cartoon. You know, the one with the top hat, the curly mustache, glinting eyes, sniveling. Busy, 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 busy. Busy, 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 busy. You know, the one who tried to melt Frosty, for Christ's sake. Corn cob pipe, too cold for hot. I says to him, against my will, I don't know, I just start talking to him. I said, you know, I got in the elevator on the 6th floor. I forgot to hit L for landing, so it went down, sunk to L, and doors didn't open up, and the elevator just shot right back up. One for the money. Started moving unusually fast, you know? I started to panic. Well, fuck, what if the cable broke? And this elevator shoots through the top of that building, and it flies over and smashes in the street. There. He looked at me and said, yeah, right, buddy. Right, okay. This time we did hit L for landing. The elevator sunk down to L and the doors opened up. Guy said, see you later. I said, yeah, see you in the south of France, buddy. I get out, took a drag from my cigarette. I like cigarettes. I don't like hard drugs unless you've got any. But I like cigarettes. They suffice. They're like hard drugs. The mystique, the down and dirty underground. I get a brand new pack of cigarettes, it's just like getting clean needles. I got my own ceremony. And when I don't got money for cigarettes, I grab a butt from the ashtray. It's even seedier, it's like using dirty needles. And then I pull a brand new cigarette, I light up a match and hold it under the cigarette, and I get that gleam in my eyes. I put the cigarette to my mouth, and one for the money, 2 for the money, 3 for the money, 4. I also like cough drop. Just got off my last bottle binge the other night. Shot it down, Vic's 44. Finished it, went down to the bar, ordered a shot and a beer. Guy sitting next to me says, hey, how's you doing? I said, how you doing? He goes, my name's Vic. I said, how old are you, Vic? He said, 44. I said, oh, Vic's 44, huh? He said, what's your name? I said, Roba. He said, Roba what? I said, Robitussin. He said, well, Tussin, what are you? I said, what the fuck do you mean, what am I? What race are you? Race are you? I said, I'm the race to the bathroom. And I kicked the bar stool out from under me, and I shot back to the latrine. I bent over the John and I started getting sick. I felt this tapping on my shoulder. I looked up, it was Vic. He said, you okay, man? I said, yeah. I stood up, I said, yeah. I stood up and faced them eye to eye. And with the force of 10 men, I blew out vomit into Vic's face. Shot him back against the wall. Gallons, must have been quadruple loads. All gallons, all over Vic. Oh, Vic was just laying there. I said, oh shit, I drowned Vic. I killed him. I kicked him over. Oh, he hit the... Oh no, Vic's dead. I got out of there fast as I could. Tipped the bartender, shot out the front of the door. Oh no, here comes Officer O'Malley. Top of the afternoon to you, Robitussin. You seen Vic? No, I haven't seen Vic. Oh, all right then, Robitussin, you stay out of trouble. Officer O'Malley went over to the pharmaceutical. He went in and said, Vic's 44, you got him? No, sir, we don't have Vic's 44. Robitussin, now I see Robitussin down there. Vic's 44, you got it? No, Hello? Yeah, Yes, he's standing here. Officer O'Malley telephones for you. Okay, thanks. Hello? What's that? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, click. Well, looks like they got Vic down at Joe's bar. Looks like he drowned in his own vomit. Oh, well, see you later.
And there you have it. Hope you've enjoyed our show. We've been smoking. This has been the Super Fantastic Ultra Show. Whoa, whoa, oh yeah. And you know it, I am Hoagie.